다 기랍제 발을 뒀으면 기랍제 내비 개발라 조용한 삼바 기랍 매백궁 기랍단단 매유인진 삼바 기랍중 오 기랍제 예와 기랍진 진이 기랍 기발사와 기랍 고말사와 기랍진 대로서 당 전여바티 나니 조용한 이게바데 도도바상 휴조대 기랍제 니바 기랍중 오니 휴랍도 남바른 개바 기랍 시제도 가르쳐서는 큐랍도 남바른 예바 큐탐제제 내조 소설은 예바 큐탐제제 내조 히토바 된다 히랍세브레스 데이터 양은 바꾼을 두발레 뭔 바꾼두 뭔 바꾼을 두바세바케르 데로고 통민지 송레 히랍 강케나 히랍 강케나 히랍 가르레 큐랍도 남바른 예바 히랍 시제도 큐랍도 남바른 예바 소설은 예바 큐토바 된다 히랍세브레스 히송 오야
Sherab Yamoni, now the essence or the nature or the characteristic of the Sherab of Pargya is that it's to discriminate the proper and the proper discrimination of the that which discriminates the phenomena properly is Sherab. Number seven is to analyze, to discriminate, or to discriminate. Yes, I think discriminations, which discriminate all the phenomena properly and perfectly in a well manner. Rabdu means is called the sharab. And Tedayam, Mambakuleti Vales, and this also is described or explained in Mambakuletiba, the Abhidhamma Samuchya. Sharab Kangshana, in this text, it says that in Mambakuletiba, Sharab Kangshana, what is Pragya? So then it is answer, Shurabu Nabajiba, that which discriminates the phenomena properly or perfectly. Is sheriff. She is also. That's it. Is said.
They care. She
is also. That's it. Is said.
They care of your moves. Tani, so by care of the yena, yena cathedrals and a care of the yena. Do they change in there? Well, a number song to song is. Do they change the ta? Gypsy some monjas, some few ding and unchilling. Do they change in there? Well, Hirab la namba som songe. Kangyana. Jiktin bi hirab tangs. Jiktin le deba main bi hirab tang. Jiktin le deba chin bi hirabo. Oh yeah, they laugh. Do you know the Yoruba?
Dode jingi deba le. And the commentary of the Mahayana Sutta Alankara, the wisdom, Sharab is classified into three. Which are Jigden Besharab, the worldly supreme wisdom. That here, I think, the worldly wisdom, I think, better to say. It's okay. The worldly supreme wisdom. And Jigden Len Deva, Men Besharab. And that the inferior transcendental wisdom. And craft is very practical study, yes. Nuripa. Te means te, this here, this last is combining now, all four together. Te Rigvineshivu Thala. And this Rigvineshivu. The wisdom, the worldly wisdom, the worldly supreme wisdom, that wisdom which arises through relying on this. Through the studies or through the study and reflection of the Rigvineshivu, the four kind of studies or science. So then you have to go to switch R like that.
Nehir is conscious.
Pardon? Field of studies. Name it.
Rigvineshivu. Tambe chula tene chibi chirav kanyeva. Tan jitine debi chirav karasana, Dictin and Debbie Hirab Nibotella, maybe Hirab Tang. Dictin and Debba, maybe Hirab Tang. Dictin and Debba, Chimbi Hirab Nabanirova. Then Dictin and Debbie, maybe Hirab Tang, Chimbi Hirab Nibo, non repassi. Na repent, not young, do not don't repan, non repassi. Non repassi his hour. Tambi chulatin, eh? Young talk, but Tambi chulatin, eh? Keep it here up coming by. Then you didn't leave it. You didn't leave it here, yes? Oh, yeah.
And then you didn't leave it here on you. And that the wisdom is now, it's going to be given to be shared up in you. The two transcendental wisdoms, transcendental supreme wisdom, the inferior and the superior one, are the wisdoms that arises through the true Dharma, through the study of study, that means through the true Dharma, study is not mentioned, through the true Dharma, which is called Nangripa. It's called in other sense Nangripa, the inner knowledge or the inner studies, means that spiritual studies or spiritual science of studies, Nangripa. It's when in Sanskrit they call it Adhyadmik Vidya, they call it. Adhyadmik Vidya, Nangripa. So that wisdom is the super, the transcendental supreme wisdom.
Tiyang, Satar, Tiyang Tambo, Jikdin and Deepa, maybe here of the Karras, and then Jikdin and Deepa, maybe here of me. Nin two tang Ranger Batakis Nin two tata Ranger Batake two palace, one sambalis, one gombalis, one hirapis. Nirang into two some gonsum the hirapin, the king and the eba. Maybe hirapis. The young condescend that hirap sebi years on the day. Never lamp of pumbun days. Never lamps it the dunga never lamba. Penanazi Shadaka Pombo de Yoga Sanji, Delating Neduma de Lingadua, Deca, so long when I get it. Never lamb of Pombos Pombo de Mazangbata Pombo de Mazangbaran Ginta, Do Marveran Ginta, Mataparan Ginta, Da Mabat Operangi, Da Mabat Opa, Davate, Da Mabaran Ginta, Hiba, Te, and it, and
concerning the, and so now concerning this the inferior transcendental wisdom is concerned, is that sharapni, that kind of sharap is nyantra tarang yavata tasam gombala chung sharapte, is the wisdom, the supreme wisdom of the Shravakas and the Pratyeka Buddhas, which arises through the study, reflection and the meditation, or through the learning, contemplating and the meditations. Then that means that this wisdom now is also explaining more in more words, the wisdom which arises through this, the wisdom of the Shravakas and the Pratyeka Buddhas, which arises through the learning, reflecting and meditations, is the transcendental inferior wisdoms. So that is, this Shara means here, Nyavadlebe Pumbodhi Mizangwada Dungavada Medavada Dhamiva Tabhava, the understanding or the realizations of this Nyavadlebe Pumbo means this skandhas, Nivalibha Pungbhum is this skandhas, which is the prime cause of skandhas, which is Nizangwa, which by nature is impure, sufferings, impermanence, and devoid of entity or entityless. So this realization or understanding of these four things is the Supreme Wisdom. of shavakas, which they develop. Pardon? Nyavalem by nyalens. In Sanskrit, it's called upadana. The main cause, the chief cause, the prime cause is called nyavalemba. You know, kero mach pumbala nyavalemba sevo tawe karres. Take to analyze.
Dunga nyavalemba ta nyamon nyamon jonga ta dunga nyavalemba.
You saw that?
Really? Dunga jonga you saw ta.
Because it is this skandhas, five aggregate that we are endowed with, is the prime cause of this. Of the karma and klesha and sufferings. Why it is called nyavalemba? Literally, upadhana means, which means nyavalemba means this. Nyavalemba, it receives, you know. Thus, always it received the karma, it received the then klesha, and then it received the suffering, which is the fruit of kleshas, like that. It's always receptive always.
Te yendo chovaka donga lengere, dehi ka donga lengere, dozi ka donga lengere, namki ka donga lengere, malanji ka su namki ka donga lengere, dek donga lengere.
All the five irrigation receive the sufferings.
Mene.
They create the cause of suffering, and then they receive the sufferings, you know.
Yetan, Landa, Devi, Chutan, Jeran, Yinji, Tonghin, Ran Yinji, Maduba, Jeva, Meba. Yimi, Tadar, said, Dele Song says, Yemeba, Yemeba, Zabadan, Trava. Yimi, Tadar, the Hiba was it. Tata, taking Jet to some consoling song, Hirap Tatoke, Hirap, the Chutan, Jeran, Yinji, Maduba, Tomba, Me, Tomba, Jeva, Meba. Yimi, Tadar, the Hiba was. Yimi tsadar sijite, malandong aso la da da nyinje nawa ikhana, da nyinje ye meba, tsaba dan trawa. Ko, kaanla nebe ye meba, dele somare sijite tsaba kaanya yamara, yimi tsadar je nawa rawa, ta te trawa hi gogores. Malang mo hi panna yinje yon gogore. Taba yan taba tonde, nyam yadu tuba nyevari hi yon kaap sike, shiwa la ne de tonyi tona, jitab je kaap so malang mo hi panna yi. Dala, yedang chepo mejewa.
So Niva Jitin and Deva Chimbi Sharap means. So now this is the second one. That is the superior or the greater, literally the greater. The greater transcendental wisdom, transcendental supreme wisdom is the wisdom which arises through the transcendental wisdom of the Mahayana follower, Tepa Chempo Wa, Tepa Chempo Chempo Pe, Chempo Pe, Chempo Pe, Chempo Pe, Pe, Chempo Pe, Chempo Pe, because I follow the Situ grammar. Tewa Chenpo Pe, the wisdom of the Mahayani, the one who follows the Mahayani practitioner, through the listening, reflecting, and the meditations, is that the transcendental superior, the superior transcendental wisdoms, or the greater transcendental wisdom. So that is what Pe means. That is Chutam Jiransing Kongi Kewa Meva, Shime Tsarab Shiva. That is the understanding and the realization of all the phenomena as being non-arising, and the realization and understanding of all the phenomena as void, to being non-arising by nature, and baseless by nature, rootless by nature. So Rinpoche explained that how the phenomena, when we understand it, all the phenomena as void by nature, he says that then we understand that all the phenomena are non-arising in the beginning, non-abiding and non-ceasing at the end. For instance, he said that the things, the enemies and the friends in the dream, since they are not true existence, they are just illusory appearance, they are not, by nature they are not reality, so they are not arising, they are non-arising, they are baseless and they are rootless. And Shimei Tsar was Milam Nangi Danyi Tawari, so?
Kunzab Janangya, then Milam Tawari.
In ultimate sense, yes. The manifesting phenomena in the relative level is like the dream. In ultimate sense, they are rootless, like the true nature, like the real nature of the dream, which is rootless and baseless, and which is
Rootless and the baseless.
So Rinpoche says the dream example is very useful and very, very useful and also reasonable. You know? And because through the example of the dream, we can draw the conclusion that how the samsara is illusory and how the phenomenon where they manifest is illusory and deceptive. And in ultimate nature, how they are. So all these things, one we can understand. Then also Rinpoche said that before that, the one who realizes the ultimate truth, as the ultimate truth of the all the phenomena, as being voidness, and free from conceptual fabrication or conceptual complications. The one realizes this one, then in the in the post-meditation and after the meditation, due to this realization and understanding, in the post-meditation, and then everything that manifests will be like dream for him. Neither he will have attachment towards the friend, nor he will have hatred and aversions, anger towards the enemy. Because for him, things like dreams, appears like dreams, and the way the things appears like dreams, and the way the things are is also like a dream. For the one who realizes the ultimate truth.
Tetariyam bayang. Hiraja paradasimba dunja palis. Hiraja paradasimba dunja pasiva jiwari. Tilon. True tamje. Jeva manchi parikipa kan la patin. Hiraja paradasimba laso hison.
So then it also is explained in the Shirabji Parodhisimha Dunjapa. Shirabji Parodhisimha Dunjapa, Shirabji Parodhisimha, the Parjaparamita, Saptashtaha is called that one, the sutra. In that it is said that Chutamji Kiva Manshiva Shiva Kangla Vateni, Shirabji Parodhisimha Laso. And the understanding of the all the phenomena as being Kevamachiv, as being absence of arising, means as being the free from arising, free from birth. Talking about any Sharaji Padachimba Laso. Is that very is the Parkya Paramita? Laso means is, you know. La means Laso means is. Laso means is, but a little more honorific in the sense when you reply, yes, it is. Teta Laso. Yes, it is. Teta Laso. This is more honorific, you know, more respectful way of answering to. And it's Dharma language, of course, it's very beautiful terms, beautiful language. The understanding of all the phenomena as being non-arising by nature, as being non-arising, is the Parjya Paramita, you know. Non-arising. Kyavama Chipa. Yeah. Chipa means to exist. To exist, machiva is not to exist, non-exist, not to exist as arising, that means non-arising. Your machiva. Or all the phenomena doesn't have the birth not arising, literally.
Papa Duba Lejang. Papa Duba Teata, Tony Tembe, Sanji Jisone. Chuna rang ye me bari onze ki jorba dene hira parur sin jo jorba ki sa wasong de chu tham che denbar madopa rang ye je madopa madopa rang ye je me par yonso yang da par ki par jorba dene hira je parur de simba cho le jorba ni cho de jorba le jorba ni ki song song oya.
And then in Bhagavad Gita also it says that Chunam Rangji Meva Yongsu Shekyoba, to understand the perfect understanding of the phenomena as being without nature, means without entity. Rangji Meva Yongsu Shekyoba, this very understanding is Shara Parashana Choba, is the abiding or enjoying, I think so. Jeva means to is abiding or conducting, to carry one's conduct, yes. In the Sharap Parol Chincha, in the supreme and excellent
Parjaparamita.